USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Congress looks to finalize passing the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package, questions surround who exactly will be receiving a stimulus check. The White House claimed the $1,400 direct payments would begin to go out by the end of the month. However, eyebrows are being raised over new details which show prison inmates and illegal immigrants would get taxpayer money. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas sounded the alarm over where American taxpayer dollars are going.
This amendment before us today provides that the stimulus check should not go to illegal aliens in this country. The question for the American people to answer is, should taxpayer money be sent $1,400 to every illegal alien in America?
Two German Shepherds belonging to President Biden and family were returned to Delaware last week after aggressive behavior at the White House involving major biting White House security. This is USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Chinese leadership has been bragging the effectiveness of Chinese-made vaccines and claimed that all representatives attending Beijing's two sessions had received a COVID-19 vaccine before the political meeting. However, it was reported that the current vaccination rate in China is only 4%, indicating that average Chinese citizens don't have much trust in their vaccines. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas asked DHS staff to volunteer to help deal with what he conceded was an overwhelming number of migrants at the border. As the administration scrambles to deal with the escalating crisis, Mayorkas said Monday he activated the volunteer force to support Customs and Border Protection as they face a surge in heavy migration along the southwest border. A group of 23 House Republicans has sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security personnel demanding answers on how many border crossers are testing positive for the coronavirus and subsequently being released into the United States Interior. It's being called a COVID-19 super spreader event. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration continues to deny the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Republican Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw on Fox News says President Biden's actions are to blame.
Look, only about 10% of people asking for asylum have a valid asylum claim. So when you disincentivize that, say, hey, okay, fine, wait and adjudicate your claim in Mexico, well, people don't tend to come across. But when you tell them, look, we're not going to deport you, might even give you asylum, and we're definitely going to release you, give you a COVID test and a bus ticket anywhere you want, they're going to get a huge influx of people.
Mr. Crenshaw's district includes parts of northern and western Houston, Texas. The publisher of Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's book on leadership has stopped all promotion of the book, the New York Times reported Monday. Cuomo published a book titled American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic in Late 2020. A representative for the book's publisher, Crown Publishing Group, told NYT that it had no plans to promote or reprint Cuomo's book due to the ongoing scandals, primarily his administration's cover-up of nursing home deaths put into motion by Cuomo's mandates. NASA's newest Mars rover hit the dusty Red Road last week, putting 21 feet on the odometer in its first test drive. The Perseverance rover ventured from its landing position Thursday, 2 weeks after setting down on Mars to seek signs of past life. The roundabout back-and-forth test drive lasted just 33 minutes and went so well, more driving was done on Friday and Saturday for the six-wheeled rover. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.